ETC, it's Hank FM, and now for the dumbest things that these people have probably ever done.
This is why this we is can't why. Have
nice things.
Nice things.
Well, unlike Earl Thomas Conley, they don't rank them, but we kind of do. Why we can't have nice things after an eventful weekend takes us to the streets of Dallas. Just down there in an intersection, I'm not 100% sure. I think it's off of Olive. Either way, downtown Dallas. And now Dallas, not so much Cowtown yet, but you start to see them all over the place. They have these fleets of delivery robots that just go down by themselves on the sidewalk, either delivering food or groceries or packages. And they're just little autonomous machines, really, but they're on the sidewalk. And they just go, and they don't bother anybody or whatever.
Do they look like they're out of the Jetsons?
Well, what's weird is there's now a video circulating online from over the weekend. Six of these delivery robots ended up crossing paths at an intersection, six of them at a time.
Hey!
And they froze. A complete stop, and they've appeared very unable to navigate around one another. The different autonomous delivery vehicles kind of created a miniature traffic jam on the sidewalk. It didn't really cause any problems, but they just it was like a standoff.
I was gonna say,
nobody knew what to do.
Either that or is it a gang? I mean, what's going on over there, guys?
So, yeah, the machines may eventually take over, but the good news is we got a little while. They can't even coordinate.
Panic and mayhem in Linn County, Iowa, when people started blowing up the emergency lines with reports of a plane crash. Firefighters raced out there and discovered a fuselage that contained the skeleton of a pilot.
That was quick.
Luckily, everything was fake. It was a Halloween decoration. It's panicking people nearby. They say they were grateful there was no one to rescue. And called it a, quote, spooky surprise.
When they heard a bang or something?
It's in Iowa.
But that's a badge of honor for that person to put that up. Let us go to the weird story of former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez, who has been, he works for Fox Sports. He's one of their big analysts. And he now is known for more than just the butt fumble. I don't know if you remember that. But on Friday night, Mark Sanchez got wasted in Indianapolis, as you do. He was in town to work the Colts-Raiders game for Fox. But sometime after midnight, Sanchez got in a fight with a 69-year-old man. Sanchez, who's 38 and a former NFLer, slammed the guy into the wall, threw him on the ground. Man used pepper spray, but that didn't stop him. So he took out a knife and he stabbed Mark Sanchez two or three times. Sanchez ran away. Both men ended up in the hospital. But Mark Sanchez is the only one facing any sort of legal problems. A misdemeanor charge of battery with injury. Unlawful entry of a motor vehicle and public intoxication. No word on Fox, and he didn't work the game.
Dum, 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 dum.
Former Dallas Cowboy great, by the way.
Oh.
How about that?
How about
that?
The Cowboys?
Okay.
Very on brand. Erica winning tickets to Eric Church while listening to Hank in Walmart. Danny Scott Hollins, well, he got a different gift. That would be 90 days in the clink after taking off with beer and teepee from Wally World. Security cameras caught him loading up Coors Light and Angel Soft. They do go together, do they not? It was all into a vehicle without proper payment.
That's a wild night.
Dum, 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 dum.
You go to Costco, you can get that by the pallet. You wouldn't have to go back. Just do it all at once. Speaking of stealing things in bulk, a truck and trailer was stolen about a week ago, and it was packed with $35,000 worth of salsa. The truck was later found abandoned, but the trailer and salsa are still missing.
Mm.
It's unclear what kind of salsa we're talking about here, but I do have my doubts because this all was a theft of salsa in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. And if there's such a thing as Canadian salsa, you can keep it.
Dum, 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 dum.
What would Alan Jackson say, right?
Jeez. Oh,
being a street preacher is not an easy undertaking. You got to save souls. You got to make friends. And sometimes...
stand on a box.
I mean, there's that,
there's
too.
There's a lot of box standing.
Yeah, uh-huh, I know. That's not just for Costco anymore.
Like, we can see you.
You got to keep those belongings safe, which did not go well for Isaac Anderson, as two guys on bikes took off with his iPhone 16 while he was trying to do his business. Now, he's fine. 60,000 iPhones are stolen every year in the city of London. And in related news, those thieves have a lot to answer for. A lot.
Yeah.
Mm. Dum, 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 dum.
Luck for that.
Rude.
And then a $50 follow-up on some 50K action. That's right, a 50K. We talked about this going into the weekend. It happened over the weekend, and it was the Denver-based Taco Bell Ultra Marathon, a 50K, which is 31 miles. Why is it so long? Well, that's the charted path to 10 area Taco Bells, where you run as a participant, or after a while, you crawl, perhaps. 31 miles and 10 Taco Bell stops along the way. You had to order and consume Taco Bell at each one of them. 50K, it's a loop throughout Denver, and 10 Taco Bells. Now, as far as it seemed like there looks to have been about 600 participants?
Whoa!
It's in its eighth year. Now, the Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon has not announced a winner or any final numbers. But, boy, do we sure know who the losers are.
Dum, 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 dum.
I mean, that's a lot of run. Wait.